Vibe with Edmond Norris.
So yeah, guys, hey, welcome to another episode of the Vibe with Edmond Norris podcast. I'm your host and I'm still the coolest boy in the world, Edmond Norris. So today's episode is a very special episode. Actually, I'm dropping two episodes today. I'm dropping this one and I'm dropping another one. That's a bonus. I did that one for Nigerians in Nigeria, or for Nigerians basically in 2021. You get, so when you are done listening to that one, listen to it. It's just 5 minutes long, but it's filled with a lot of value and it's something that you need to hear. But on this episode though, I got Pengman Model Number One, big shout out to him, and I got Rovio, big shout out to them. And literally, this is the best episode I've made. This one is going to make you laugh a lot, but it's also filled with a lot of lessons and a lot of gems. For, because I know, little backstory, there are a lot of people that want to create content online, but they are scared of creating content because they are afraid of trolls and they are afraid of getting dragged on the negative comments. This is the episode you need to listen to, and please don't forget to subscribe so you don't miss out, because we make beautiful episodes like this on the Vibe and Mondori's podcast. I got fired, oh boy, I think 2 weeks ago to talk about High Beauty's brand. So a lot of people want to know how to use Twitter, they don't know how to. That's the episode for them. I got my babe on an episode and we talked about navigating long distance relationship. That episode is one of the best I've made as well. I have a lot of episodes. I have one with one of the biggest doctor influencers in Nigeria, Ejikem. I call that one Emptiness. I have the Stop Hiding episode. So you can literally, when you subscribe, this is the 31st episode, you can literally go through it and your time, listen, you're going to love it. So yeah, guys, let me not waste too much of your time. Don't forget to share the podcast. If you are listening and you like the content and you're enjoying what you're hearing, please tweet at me. I want to hear what you think. And please don't forget to leave a review on wherever it is you are listening. I want to see what you think. And it also helps the podcast in terms of visibility. So let me not waste you guys' time. I'll see you guys at the end. Enjoy. I have Rovio and I have Pengman Number One. So let me give you a little backstory of how this episode came about. I made a tweet one time. Sometimes I make tweets on Twitter. I get a lot of people saying a lot of things, insulting me, my father this, my mother this. So basically, I called them trolls. So I made a post on my WhatsApp that I should write a book on how to deal with trolls. Contact hit me up, was like, you can ask for me. I'm like, okay, that's true. So I decided to look for, I know that face this issue that I'm having. And this guy's face it worse than I do, because this guy's a big man. So I said, okay, guys, you guys should come and let's just talk about our own experiences of how, what are the best ways to deal with trolls? Because I always preach that people should take social media seriously on the podcast. I'm always preaching that if it's for you, try and put out your content on Instagram, on Twitter, on YouTube, on TikTok. The benefits are massive, endless. But with the benefits and the good sides come the downside. And one of the downsides is that you get to deal with people that will not just like you for no reason. Maybe because of the fact that you are doing things that they can't do, it just pisses them off. But Rovio, how are you doing? I want to hear what you think about this. Good evening.
Good evening, bro. Yeah, thank man.
Podcast.
yeah, true. For real, true. I'm actually glad I got on this. Because sometimes I always I'm looking for a platform to address this. Because I know even addressing it on Twitter is like you're just getting more trolls. You get more trolls. So sometimes I feel like, okay, I should just get in somewhere that I get I can discuss this particular issue with. Okay, for trolls, you can't actually deal with trolls, because it's just like if you go hot on them, they come back hotter. And especially when you have to deal with people that are just random on the internet that you don't even know where they stay or something. Especially if they have this kind of anonymous page, they can actually trace or even say, okay, even if you trace, I mean, what if the person beat past you if he beats your door? So it's something that you can't actually control. But for me personally, how me I deal with trolls is that I'm not saying I have thick skin like that, because obviously some things actually get to me. But growing up, I grew up in like a very, very although my home is a very, very calm home. Like I'm the first child. My brothers don't insult me. It's very hard. Me and my brothers to use foul words, because my mom was very, very strict. So it's very hard. That's why even to use foul words on internet, it's hard for me. Even to exchange words, it's hard, because that's how my mom brought us up. But I went to a military primary school and a military secondary school, and I was like the center of attraction when it comes to bullying. I was bullied a lot. Like, in primary school, bullied a lot. There was bullied to an extent that actually I had very big ears in primary school. So bullied to an extent that I didn't want to tell people where I'm from. Because when you tell them, okay, I'm from Akwa Ibom, the way even the teachers themselves and the students, they come on you and be like, hey, you're quite old, you chop dog, you do this. So it got to a point that I even stopped telling people I was. And it was messing with me in primary school, secondary school. It was a lot. There was a time in primary school that I was skipping school because of bullies. So yeah, I was skipping school because of bullies. My mom didn't even know that for like a week or two. I wasn't going to school because of bullying. It was a teacher that called my mom and like, they're not seeing me school. What's going on? Just that I would just go and hide at the back of a trailer. And when I just wait for my mom to pass to where she to her work because she was a teacher, she owns a school. Once she passed to where she's going to, I'll come back and go back to the house because I don't want to face bullies in school. So that was primary school, secondary school. That was how it was. Then even when I was saying, okay, I'm done with this and get into higher institution, that it reduced. It didn't. It didn't because I was like, I also went to my time school and it's all guys and everything. The way they would banter, in between you and all this kind of stuff. They got to a stage, I was like, come on, this shit again is not even bothering me. There's nothing you tell me that nobody has actually told me in this life. What you want to tell me again. So I like, one thing I try to do is that I try not to overshare on social media because no matter how much you want to throw me, you can't throw me with some personal things about me. That I knew that when you see this thing, it will hurt me.
Yeah.
Yeah, like, highest thing you'll be is like, this guy now or dead. This one who gets sent. This one who gets sent. But there are some personal things that you, there are some personal things you don't know about me.
I want to ask, let me come to Pengman now, because I know Pengman gets through a lot, because I've been following him for a while. Yeah, so a lot of issues. So Pengman, how do you deal with trolls?
How do I deal with trolls? Fuck them, man. I don't about trolls. I don't give a fuck about trolls. You get me? Although I feel like they're a necessary evil, you know, because they teach you how the world really is. Because whatever you do, people will talk, good or bad. So if you focus on the bad, then you're deceiving yourself. Why do you have to focus on the bad? There's always good and bad. Focus on the good. You know what I'm trying to say? Also, it depends on your mindset. You need to have a very strong mindset. Me, I've always been ready for the public life. You get what I'm trying to say? Because I've always wanted to be in the entertainment space and all that. I have been in the entertainment space for like almost 12 years. You get me? So I got my mind ready. You get what I'm trying to say? It's just like Davido and Wizkid now. They get trolled. Why? Everything they do is public. I'm a content creator. I'm a model. I'm an influencer. I wasn't an influencer. I became an influencer. Of course, things I do will be public. The clothes I wear, public. The content I put out. You're putting it out on the internet. A lot of people would see it. So expect both good and bad comments. Now, when you have more following, it's on a larger scale, which is what happened to me. Because before when I had just like 5K, exactly. So because before when I just had maybe like 5K followers, it was not as much until things started getting bigger for me or started blowing up or whatever, right? And see, to me, I don't give a fuck, honestly. I just feel like they're hiding behind their insecurities because nobody who has their life going well for them will come online and chat shit about somebody just doing their thing. Nobody.
Fact.
Nobody that has their life on check, like you're making money, your life is good. You wouldn't come online to chat shit about somebody who is not even harming anybody. Now it's different when you criticize constructively, you get me, or you do banter. Those are different things.
I want to ask, and this is my next question. I want to ask where, because there's constructive criticism and there's actual hate. Where is the line between constructive, or how do you draw the line between constructive? What do you see as constructive?
You know, it's just how they put their words, man. How they tweet their words, how they write their words. Somebody who's criticizing you constructively, first of all, they'll talk to you with respect. The energy behind the sentence will be very, very plain. It will be in their sentence. If it's banter, that means it's coming from somebody that knows you. Now, someone like Rovio now, we're not that close, but he knows me. If Rovio calls me all day on Twitter, I won't take it personally. I don't know if you get what I'm trying to say. If you see Penman, if he quotes my tweet and say Penman, you know, get sense. I'm not going to take him personally. Why? I know him to a certain level, which I'm trying to say. Now, somebody, I don't know their mother from Adam, is coming to tell me or them. First of all, for you to, obviously, you're trying to get at me. That's why you're going to do that. If that makes any sense. So
yeah, they're trying to get.
That's exactly. That's the line between banter and, you know, trolling and shit. And guess what? Trolls help you take you to the next level. Trust me. For example, there was a video I did recently for, and I posted it on Independence Day. I did some African thing, you know, tried to represent different countries, Kenya, South Africa and stuff.
Exactly. That's it for your head.
Exactly. My brother, that shit went viral on Instagram and Twitter and partly TikTok. Now, you're trolling me, but you're helping me sell my market. Because guess what now? People who have never heard of me, they heard of me that period. And who's this guy?
Fact.
It's not only hearing of me and my name, they saw my fucking face. You know what I'm trying to say? And that was my most watched video on Twitter till date. So you're trolling me, but you're helping me market to sell it. Because guess what? As a content creator, what is your main goal?
Visibility.
Visibility, growing audience, yeah.
Exactly. The more visible you are, the more valuable you are. The more people engage with your content, the more brands want to work with you. Why? Because they know that it's going to reach more people when they work with you. So that's why I said I don't give a fuck about trolls. Because you're helping me sell my market. It's nothing personal. Do you know what I'm trying to say? That's why
you don't feel it. Do you feel so when you go sometimes when you go through the comments, how do you feel? Because okay, yeah, well, how do you feel when you go through the comments? Or is there no time that it actually gets to you?
Oh my, no, you know if you get to me, if you know to get to you, they are winning, bro.
Like this, or it has taken years of practice.
I would say God knew that I was ready. That's why I started letting it happen. Because if it happened maybe like 10 years ago, I'll not be ready, guy. I was still growing.
Yeah, for real.
I was still like, dealing with, you get me, Rovio. I'm still dealing with, you know, growing shit out. But like from like 6-7 years ago, bro, I moved back from the UK to Nigeria to start all over. Is that the kind of person you want to fuck with? Like I use my normal mind. They don't jazz me. I moved from Manchester and I came to Lagos. So that's the person you want to fuck with. You know how much mental capacity it takes you for you to choose that life, to choose that, okay, I don't want the UK. They don't deport me. I don't want the UK. I won't come to Nigeria because I have things I want to do. That's the person you want to fuck with. That kind of person is determined. Do you get what I'm trying to say? Okay. That kind of person is mentally ready for anything. Do you get what I'm trying to say? So you're just talking shit, but you don't know my story. You don't know where I'm coming from, but I do. So when you're talking shit, I'm looking
at you. And you know where you're going.
Guess what? Exactly. Because guess what? Half of the time, not even half, 90% of the time, these people talking shit. When they see me in person, they can't talk shit. They can't. They can't even near me. They're not even near me. Because when they look at me and look at themselves, they're like, fuck, this nigga.
But paying money, see, there's one thing that I've realized from these trolls and stuff. Like, there was one time I was having this mindset of, okay, this troll, this guy, that low life. But BB Ninja trolls taught me that these people, they have money, they are comfortable, but I don't just understand where
bitterness anybody that, and all this shit is from. Money and is trolling you, the money he didn't make it himself, or he's still bitter. You need to understand that there are different levels of truth. Let me give you an example. Somebody might have money now and look at you, or let me use myself as an example and look at me. Okay. Me, I'm not from a billionaire family. We're comfortable, but I'm not from, my dad is not a $1, you get me? They look at me and say, this guy, what gives him this confidence? Because fucking confident young nigga, you get me? My confidence is not from material things. It's not from the fact that, oh, my dad is not a billionaire. No, it's from inside. Now, look at somebody who is a billionaire's child now that doesn't have confidence. Don't you think they want to hate on me? Think about it. Why?
Yeah, I think that's have one thing money. That when I see you are upset with me for
they're lacking something.
So something about you irritates them. Why? They wish they could. First of all, let's be honest. Not a lot of people have guts in this country. Let's be honest. A lot of people are afraid to say their mind. Afraid to be themselves. Afraid to do what they want to do. So now when they see somebody do, like me, I'm not afraid of any fucking thing. I'm myself from head to toe, 100%. You get what I'm trying to say? I'm myself. Now, if you see someone doing that and you wish you could do that, don't you think you're going to feel like, fuck, who's this guy? Like, I wish I could do this. Look at Rovio.
I want to come here. Sorry. For me, when I see people, especially young people, when I see people things that are great, I don't even feel what inspiration. I get inspired. Like,
that's because your mama born you well. You get
I know, Edmond, there's one funny thing that happens on Twitter that I've been on Twitter for like actively 5-6 years before I actually even started being influencer per se. There's one thing I've noticed on Twitter. The people that troll influencers the most or troll this big account
they
the most,
be
they want to be. I know, like, they're like 4 or 5 popular handles that they are popping right now on Twitter. I know how they started. They started by subbing influencers day in, day out, and now they're influencers. I'm close to like two of them, I would have just mentioned their name right now.
Me, but, I used to sub influencers.
Like the first tweet that they made was day in, day out, dragging one influencer, facing one influencer, and they built their audience on that. And now they've calmed down and people are now subbing them. So it happens. Me, I didn't build my own content on subbing influencers. At least my own time when we're doing on Twitter, we did more memes and savage replies then, when Twitter was more about memes. Now they don't do
memes. You guys are the ones that started the savage replies that people have started now or latched on.
Yeah, then we should do others. Savage, no.
So you are the source of our problem, Rovio.
But you had your episode with Alex. Now he was saying it back then. Back then in a day I dropped only 3 tweets in a full day. One in the morning, I find a bang. Yeah, just 3 tweets. That's how we do it. One in the morning, you just find a very good constructive content. Memes, savage replies, drop it in the morning.
I want to come here so that we'll go to the next part of the questions I want to ask you, because me, I get a lot because I banter a lot. I love Ronaldo and people know that actually he's an inspiration for me. He's only a mad person that
was Ronaldo have been Messi. Ronaldo or Messi?
I think that Messi is the greatest footballer of all time without argument. Word. I think that
is the GOAT.
Yes, I think that.
Facts. Oh, we all agree on that.
Of all time.
Wow.
Yeah. We all agree that. Funny enough. Wow. Amazing. But I also think that Ronaldo is the greatest influencer of all times, in the sense that his work ethic, his business sense,
his lifestyle. He has a lifestyle and personality.
So like,
yeah.
Personal, so that's brand. What I see, and that's why I tap into. But on Twitter, I banter him strictly on football basis. You get so I recently. This comment after I dropped the banter, the guy said, "It no go surprise me if you not wake up tomorrow because of this tweet. God will punish you for blaming Ronaldo." I'm like, "What, guy? They're crazy." There was an episode I did with Pastor Ola. There was a comment I got where the woman, I mean, the girl, she was already insulting me, insulting my future wife, insulting my future children. So it's crazy because sometimes I just
that one is small now. Someone has actually come to my conversation and say, I'm a product of rape. They raped your mother, blah blah blah. I was like, okay, just block the person and move on. Twitter, you get to see the worst part is when forget football, though, forget even music. The worst part is when you have issues with big Nigeria Twitter. Ah, Jesus. That is when you will know that they are trolls and they are trolls.
Hey, they are related. They come to your DMs.
About your father and parents. Tasha's fun did that to me one time.
Okay, there was this Bibi Niger housemaid then I was handling. She was very, very controversial last season. Not this, even this season, said there's another one I handled that was very, very controversial. But the other one was more controversial. The DM she got from Bibi Niger fans. Me, I'm the one, I'm secondhand or like the, I'm not the person that insults me, but me that was handling the page, I was feeling it. The DMs, the comments and everything she got from them were horrible. Some people were threatening to kill her when they see her. I was like, don't these people have life? You can't actually control it. You just have to accept that this is how it is.
That's public life, man.
When they see you, they're not actually going to kill you. Of course, they
might even ask you for a picture, fam.
I've met people that are from FC and they throw me a lot. I've seen them. They'll be like, when I see them, I say, how about Rovio? I say, hey, now you don't that with you. Laugh, ha, ha, shake that. Well, I'll be like, okay, all the fire I have been blowing on tears that you would be like, you kill me. Where is the fire?
Real life is different. Fam.
This is
what I want to say to anybody that is listening now, and because I've made a lot of comments. I got for on an episode where we talked about building brands on Twitter, because I want a lot of people to do it. I see it as, and paying my, you're going to talk about some of the benefits of consistently later, but this is what I want to say to anybody that's listening, and you're listening, guys. Like Pengman has said, you need those people. You get, it's weird and it's funny in a way, but if you can find a way, because if I put out, I can accept if you are coming to disagree with me and saying, okay, this is what I'm saying, and I will listen and I will learn from you. But when you come and you're trying to not just hurt me, you're trying to hurt my person and damage my reputation for people, it's just sick. But I'm not going to stop because of you. You guess, you know, there are a lot of people that don't tweet because they are scared of getting dragged.
Yeah, I have friends like that. Yeah, there's a friend of mine, a girl, she doesn't post her pictures because the last time she posted her picture, they had to like go and start finding a fault. So she would come like, this picture, okay, check it out. I'm scared that they will drag. If one bad comment on her picture, she will delete it. She doesn't post. People are like that.
Yeah. Another thing with putting your content out there consistently is before that, you have to have it at the back of your mind that not everybody is going to like you. You don't need to be liked by everybody. I'm not ice cream. Who want ice cream?
Any day I know I tweet something controversial about whiskey, I'll prepare my mind that they are coming. They are coming. I'll just tweet it and get out of there. Let them kill themselves in the comment section.
So, let's talk about another thing. I've come through. Getting dragged on Twitter. You're not getting dragged on Twitter, getting showed and all that. I know it has happened to you. If you I think it's inevitable if you constantly put out your content, because one time you exactly. say something that people are not going to agree
and
with.
If you stand firm, if you have strong opinions as well.
Exactly, and you're very opinionated. So how do you deal with getting what was your remedy for getting dragged?
There's no remedy. They're dragging me. I'm kidding.
No, they're dragging
they're dragging me. I feel a top chicken for hours with you. honestly, yeah, I just feel like it's a mindset to like I'm different, bro. Like I feel like everything is how you see it that matters. If you have a perspective on certain things, it will affect the way you process them. Now, if you take things too personal, of course, when that kind of thing is happening, it's going to affect you. But someone like me that I'm prepared, what do you want me to be doing? I'm going to follow my friends. I'm going to send out to my friends, they're going to drag me for Twitter again. I'm going to laugh. I'm going to send a DM. Some of them are going to send me, see what things on the talk. See this one, we know if you even buy. We're going to use them, the catch crews, guy. Honestly.
You get what I'm saying.
Person, we know if you even afford to talk to me in person or be in the same place with me, but they follow me the talk. So why should I be dragging with them? Now, when dragging is happening on Twitter, the ones that get to me now, Percy, why is saying I'm a guy for Twitter?
Exactly, bro.
Call the young rubbish. Yo, that one defects me. And I'll always drag the person.
That's the most annoying part of dragging, yeah.
I swear.
Like me, I tell people that if your friend should mess up on the tail, like if your guy should fuck up on the tail, you know, so you fuck up.
Exactly.
Enter in there and tell them, how far you mess up for this shit, too. Like me, if two of my mutuals they fight, just know, I don't know them, but they're my mutuals. I know they like to mouth for them. I don't even throw bands around it. I don't even talk to them. I don't talk to this guy. I don't talk to this guy. But just the fact that I follow the both of them and they follow me back, we engage ourselves once a while or something like that. I don't even involve whatever issues they have. Let me just use for example, I've seen back and forth between Ore and some of my mutuals. And I would just avoid the whole tweet, everything concerning that conversation, because it's disrespectful. It's disrespectful that we are mutuals and this person is subbing me or dragging me, and then I'm having one side band, so side.
Exactly.
It's very disrespectful.
Exactly. I don't know why people don't get that shit.
Like, I tell people that more guys, there are many times they drag my guys on Twitter. Like, serious dragging. I don't go and start saying, hey, you be my guy, but no, I don't do that shit. Bro. There's anything I'm telling you straight
anybody,
up.
Anybody that does that to me, I'm blocking you straight up. I don't give a fuck. Then I'll block you.
People are afraid to. I think some people think that they're going to get prizes for not blocking
that people. Is the thing. Like, are you trying to get CL validation for your own guys downfall? No, some people they like, okay, I'm calling out my friend just to show the tail that I can call out my friend.
Go and be doing friendship with the tail now, because I own friend.
That is the thing, because it's messed up. Like, the tail will not clap for years. You're calling out your friend for this. Yes, that's
enter my DM.
Situations that the only thing I can do is that if it gets to the point that people are forcing me to call on my friend, the only thing I can do is if this guy I really fucked up, messed up, I disassociate myself from this guy.
Yeah.
Publicly, privately, yeah,
exactly.
Go your way.
Exactly.
Than telling you on the tail that you're my guy, but you do this one. No, if I've told you and I don't tell you privately that guy, you messed up for this. There was a time, there was this guy, they were dragging him for something he did, and he was claiming right on the tail. I came to the DM, I told him, guy, this shit, you're not going the right way about it.
You don't
know
how.
He not even changed it for me that I should leave him. I said, okay, no problem. I just left the whole topic and everything like that. I kept on dragging him and what the view for what he was doing and everything. That was his own business. But I still didn't come to the TL and say, based on, he said I should. leave him to do what he wants to do.
This is my own penguin. You guys should listen to my own model for getting dragged on Twitter. So I think that when you are getting dragged, because I was dragged, I trended number one, I think June 2nd, when a lot of people found out that I was affiliated with Arsenal, because you know I'm this very big Barcelona fan. I'm always pushing Messi, Barcelona, and all that online. So a lot of people found out that in my younger days, when I was still indecisive, I was sympathizing with Arsenal. So they were dragging me. It was funny comments, which I even retweeted because I liked them. I'm like, this guy is last, and this is my guy. Mm-hmm. But then I actually saw a lot of hate. Yeah, but this is my best model to getting dragged. When you are getting dragged, this is what is happening. It means a lot of people are coming on your page. So if you have any business, guys, see, just like you said, the way you are getting dragged for this video you did with different countries. Guy, I just started posting my podcast, and it's paining me to my bone today that I had just one episode on the podcast, because till today that's still my most played episode. I'm not even going to lie. Some have come close, but it's because the visibility it gives you, it means a lot of people are now on your
page. Let me see what this guy is saying. If you trust your art,
what you are doing, you trust the job you are doing, you trust the business that you have, is the best time to plug it. You have to plug it. Don't try to go back and forth with people, because there will be too many. Don't try to talk like not affecting you or anything. It's not their business. Let them say what they want to say. Come on, post your business and go offline and come back the next day, and it's like nothing has happened. Because really, close your Twitter app or your Instagram app or any app, they are literally dead.
Can I say something on talking about drag? Apart from the whole trolls, the whole, you know, when Twitter is dragging you for something, fish aside the whole FC 30BG, they always do the whole back and forth. I've been dragged twice that I know. I felt it, and honestly, I didn't see it as my own fault. I didn't say it was my own fault, but from Twitter view, I knew that, okay, if I see somebody doing this, I want to try it. Then I was writing an article for Opera Mini News back then.
I remember that.
Yeah, so I made an article and I gave it a controversial headline. They didn't even get to read the article, just from the headline, or the way the feminism coven came for me that period. God, I've never been that. Okay, that one is like, okay, I said that one, the header was like, how feminism has failed in Africa. And
how feminism
has failed in Africa. That was the topic. But the article was nice. The articles are never more, the way they came for me, and the way, even, you know, the king of guys, the king of queens and all this food. They came, I was like, have you guys read this article? So the lady that actually read the article, I was like, okay, this article is nice. I like what you did. And she's actually one of the big heads in this, the feminist stuff, that most people just got their own from the header and stuff. Then she was not correcting me in some places that, okay, this is what you should have said. And
that's
stuff.
What
so
you
fine.
Need. And that's how
that, I learned from what they said and what the views everyone was sharing and everything. Fine. Then the other one, dragging. This dragging paid me, because most big influencers, they have handlers that run their ads for them. They have handlers that run their ads for them, because it's not easy keeping up when you have close to like 10 gigs to run in a day.
Plus, you forget some.
Yeah, you have other things to do. And people that don't have real life, I want to sleep and watch Netflix sometimes. So
that's real life.
Yeah. So that period, I had my hands full with ads. So I had a handler, and the handler was just tweeting only ads for me. Nothing else, just ads. Once it's time for ads, you run the ads. So it was during towards that NSAS period that both had issues. I was sleeping, like deep sleep. I just woke up, and I denied my flatmate too. I think he wasn't online too, to know what was happening. You know, he would have just come to my room and be like, Alpha, they know they drag you. I was sleeping. I just woke up. I saw so many missed calls. I was like, why everybody call me by this time? I checked my Twitter DM. People in my DM. My DM was packed full. I was like, so many DMs. I checked my WhatsApp. Rubel, you don't see anything. And I opened my Twitter like this. One tweet on Bolt, because that time we were running a Bolt as like
I remember that tweet.
Can't see the ratio. That was last year. I was like, I just checked the quoted reply. I was like, if people will do this, if let's all do this, I was like, what's happening? What's actually happening? My eyes opened when I was like, what's happening? I didn't even know what was happening. I checked. I first deleted the tweet. Then I came back and after I asked, what is happening?
Deleted the tweet.
Yes.
Wow.
I first deleted the tweet. I didn't even know that the brand actually texted me that I should delete my tweets. I didn't even know that was actually happening. So I don't delete it. If I came and said, okay, the brand said,
brand said you should delete your tweet on more grounds? Like
back then, okay, I think that period, Twitter was dragging boats for some for some things they were doing. The whole Twitter was dragging boats. And that was the time this handle had dropped that tweet on boats, promoting boats. You get?
And oh, you were promoting boats?
Yes. It was the wrong timing.
Okay.
I didn't even know what was happening.
It's like, it
makes sense. I just came and I saw it. I was like, first, I checked what other influencers are drawing bolts again. So we're making trades like vowel bolts and trying to correct the situation. Oh, I was just checking. I said, Twitter, if you try to shalai, it's the worst thing to do. I just first deleted the tweet. I don't want to tell you to my handler today. But what's it cause I tweeted with your handler? You don't know whether you have handler or not. They'll say you're trying to evade the stuff. I was just like, okay, well, I just deleted the first and calmed down, examined the whole situation, like what was happening. I just said, yeah, this is a fucked up situation. This tweet was not supposed to fly at this time at all.
So this is what I want to say now. Don't be afraid. Another thing with your content is you have to still be sensitive to time now, for example. There can be some very sensitive issues that a lot of people are talking about, and then you just come and put some type of... Some people invite these things too. Let's be honest too. I know that we were talking about dealing with them, but some people are not actually smart with the way they put out their content. You get... Yep. Mistakes sometimes, but you still have to be concerned. But playing my other issue I want to talk go to the other part is breaks from social media. How do you take breaks from social media?
Sometimes, but it's not as often as it should be because my work is on social media. So I take breaks when I'm tired. So when I feel like I've given too much of myself to the public, I take a break to just be myself and not act like a content creator. I call it my downtime. Those kind of times I might create content, I might still tweet, but it's just going to be from a place of relaxation, if that makes sense. I'll probably just lock myself up somewhere and just be chilling, acting like I'm just a normal person, forget that I'm an influencer or a content creator. So yeah, that's
how long does this your break last?
So sometimes it could just be like 2 days, while some other times it could be a week, I've been on a week break.
I've never taken a break online for more than I don't think I've missed like a day without being online for like the past 3 years. It's crazy.
Okay, so when I take a week break, it does not mean that I'm not tweeting. Does that make sense? But okay. the energy is different. Do you get what I'm trying to say? I tweet like a normal person, not like an influencer. As an influencer, when you're tweeting or creating content, anyway, I don't know about other people. For me, it's back to back every day. I post on TikTok every day. I post on Instagram every day. I tweet every day. So before, when my YouTube, I was more active on YouTube, I post every day. So imagine doing that 7 days a week, posting. Before you post, you have to create exactly. So when I slow down, it means that I'm not posting every day. I'm posting as it comes. So I post whenever I want. I post every 2 days. So that's the meaning of rest for me. But on a normal, almost every day, I'm juggling all those three apps at once, man.
What about you, Ravel?
The kind of like what Pinkman was saying, the kind of break I take is not like I'll just say for a week I'm not going to be on social media. I might just put my phone on DND and I'm just observing what's going on online without commenting for the time being. I don't just disturb myself. It's whether I get a tweet that bangs or a post that bangs. I just stay. And most times why it's very hard to go off Twitter is because I have gigs to push every day. So most days, there are days that you go to my page, you just see only gigs. You don't see personal tweets. Those are my off days. I don't even feel the tear. I don't feel like tweeting or doing it. I just tweet gigs and I'm off. So that's my own break for me. It's not like I can go off totally. All
right. Before
I don't get gigs to tweet every day.
You see this guy.
Romeo, give me Alpha. Gigs now. I'm broke. I have like 32 wives and children I need to feed, please.
One more.
Let's go, because it's been a pleasure talking with you guys. I know that anybody that will be listening will joins. And if you are listening, please don't forget to tweet at me, use the hashtag, tell me what you think of any of these guys.
If you got, what are on a flat stomach, tweet at me, Pengman model. Thank you.
Pengman, what are the benefits to being a content creator? Is it a career option for young people in Nigeria or for just for young people generally?
Hell yeah. Being a content creator is like being a filmmaker, an actor, the professional dancer. So content creator is just for people who take advantage of social media and create content that work for social media. That's just like a fancy term for an improved version of people who do acting and all that. Just that content creator is for people
how lucrative can it be?
It can be as lucrative as you want it to be, just like anything else in life. There's no limits. People are making a living. I make a living off content. I don't have any other job, bro. I used to be a graphic designer. I dropped that for content. I don't get any other job. If they don't call me for content for 2 years, I go cry with that too. You get what I'm trying to say?
After 2 years, that means you get money die. You don't call me
for
first thing you leave Manchester, you talk to you get money die. This guy.
But you get what I'm trying to say? It is, and the funny thing is, first off, I'm a model, right? I'm a model. I don't want to go through the usual way of, you know, runway, pageant, kissing ass in the industry. So I wanted to use social media as leverage. And then that came, you know, led me to other things. And, you know, I'm just like, I'm going to showcase myself, you know, on social media. Because it's like putting your CV online. You get the internet is like an opportunity for the whole world. Your content. Look at Ikorodu Boys. Look at how they started and where they are now. Look at Emanuela and them. Do you get what I'm trying to say? So many people. Yeah. Mr. Macaroni. All these people, bro. Exactly. Sabinus. All these people without just too funny. You see, Sydney Tucker. When he started with Tower Away, now for Bini everywhere. Like,
crazy clown.
Sydney Tucker. Short, even me and Rovell too. Before the followers. Everybody starts from somewhere. You too, Edmond Oris. Now you have
me.
Podcast. Exactly. You have a fucking podcast. So there's an opportunity to do what you want instead of a traditional way. Like in our parents' generation, they had to go and be submitting CV, you know, network. You know, now you can just hold a fucking phone, create content in line of what or who you want to be, and have people reach out to you and work with you. Simple. So,
all right.
You know, it's a great opportunity, man, for people to achieve their dreams and live their life, man.
All right. What about you, Ravel? What do you do? Because people want to know.
What do you do?
okay. See, to be honest,
because the thing with podcast,
it's very.
I'm coming.
It's very creative.
I'm coming. The thing with podcast is the visibility and the accessibility is wild, and you don't know who can listen. You get so I know that a lot of people will have listened, and they will like you guys definitely.
Let me talk my own. I'm a professor.
Go first. Then you go.
My boss, go first. Go first.
Oh, what I do? Oh, we were talking about how lucrative it is.
What you do?
You can answer both of them.
Two of them.
Okay. You know that first of all,
Rufus, we don't build house.
It's very lucrative. Oh. Can you hear me?
We can hear you, boss.
Okay, it's very lucrative if you actually know what you're doing, if you're intentional about what you're doing, because at a point, some people don't know that they can actually make money from what they're doing. They just
keep doing
have
it
and very watch huge it. Followers and they're not even making money from what they're doing. When you see somebody with 50k followers making more money than someone with 100k, 200k followers, because they don't actually know what they're doing.
Branding too.
Branding, exactly. Branding. I don't know if you notice, I changed my name from Troublemaker to Rovio. Like, I had to, because I knew that is a stage that I can't go out and be telling my people I'm Troublemaker. You have to rebrand and you keep sell your name out there. You get so, it's the creative, but I would not say anybody should put their 100% investment into it, because
In Nigeria, an average Nigerian youth has more than one source of income. You can't survive on one source of income in Nigeria. Look at the ban on Twitter now. The ban on Twitter affected a lot of things. So you can't, but it's... Sorry, go on. I just wanted to correct that.
You can't actually just depend on, content creator that you're going to sell from there. Because even without Twitter ban, when it comes to brands or anything, there's a period that you know that people are not going to hit you up, like middle of the year. People had the push things middle of the year. Yep. It's always the beginning of the year and ending of the year. The middle of the year, everybody is silent, trying to strategize what they're going to push towards the end of the year. So that period, what are you going to be doing? Even not that gigs or something will stop coming, but it will be very, very slow.
Yeah, it will not be as much.
Yeah, yeah. So for what me I do, it's plenty. what I do, I strategize for like content strategy, content management. Not just tweeting about gigs. I write out strategies for brands, how they push their publicity for labels, A&R. I also manage accounts. Like I manage some big celebrities. I don't mention their name, but they're out there. I manage their social media and do the whole branding for them.
Bloom.
That's on that. Then the normal PR stuff. But yeah, that's basically it.
If you're listening, you want some of those services, you can hit him up and he's very good at what he does. Please, your social media handle, where can we find your social media?
Okay, at Urban Grovel, we just type Grovel anyway, it's going to pop up.
Big man.
No.
This is how confidence and cocky he is.
No.
What about you, Penguin?
Okay, so first of all, I'm a professional fan, where I get paid to look fine, you get me? that's in line with being a model as well, right?
Okay.
So that's like one of the main things I do. And then I'm a content creator based around fashion and lifestyle mostly, right? On all platforms, or mostly these platforms, Twitter, Instagram, YouTube, and TikTok, especially those four platforms. I create content for fashion and lifestyle. And sometimes music. Yeah. I see myself as a music connoisseur, you know, especially for Afrobeat. So I do create content around that. What else? I'm a graphic design consultant and life of the party. You know, I'm taking that to the next level.
I see you more as MG, MC.
MC. So no, I'm more than that.
Host your party. No, that party.
I didn't know that he did that.
See, this Pengman, I tell people online that people like, so my friends, I like that Pengman. I say, guy, if you know this guy in person, you will like, you will love him. It's not like, you will love him. See, Pengman, you can't be around Pengman. Like, if you do Pengman, you say, Afa, what you go do? You don't drink? You don't do Afa? The way you go, they hail you, he yourself, you go say, how I be?
People just perceive influencers in a very wrong way. Because most of, even like when people meet me in real life, they are still like shocked that I'm very, very quiet.
Pengman is the chillest guy. One of the chillest guys I've met. Like one of the chillest guys.
I don't know how people can feel it, but I can feel it.
They can't feel it. You know why they can't feel it? Because, you know, I'm just tweeting. You don't, you just see
yeah, my face. If you get to hang out with Pengman, you love the guy. For real.
That's my vibe. Right. Thank you, man. So yeah.
Social media handle and YouTube handle. Okay.
Okay. Everywhere else, apart from YouTube is just Pengman. Just type in Pengman, like Rovio said. And then for everywhere else, it's just Pengman model, you know, because the Pengman handle is taken, but I'm going to buy it soon.
Hey, I'm going to buy it back.
Yeah, Pengman right. model, that's it.
All right. Yeah. Last words to anybody that has heard us talk today about building your brand, creating content, and the fear of dealing with you. Any last words for someone like that, a young person, let's say a 19, 20-year-old
person? Just say you shouldn't give up. At first, it's going to be really, really hard because imagine starting with 5 followers and trying to get people to view your content or what you do. It's going to be really, really
difficult. What's the secret?
For visibility. I would say number one is that you should network. Try being close to people that are actually in this business or actually doing this. Just try being in the comment section, get familiar with them. And once you have been familiar with them, they follow you back, all this kind of thing, help build your algorithm. But some people, they don't even want to even relate to people in this line. They just stay pushing their content and hating on other people. So it doesn't work that way. And again, you should just give up when you put out your content. Continue pushing, renovate your content, do it. It just takes one video, one tweet, one music, or one, it's just blue and everybody.
Guys, did you guys see my teeth made it to this spot?
You said what?
My
tweet made it to BT Sports.
Yeah, I saw it. Yeah.
And when you posted it, it went viral.
So, like now, see someone, let me use music. Somewhere like
Sick. One song. I was about to lie down. I was about to lie down when I made that tweet. And when I said that Bayern don't just beat you, they leave you psychologically damaged. So I could not spell it psychologically. I had the type, psycho, I can't cancel out. I said, wait till this day. I type out again. And they wait for to correct to put the whole word to me. So
that's frustrating, man.
I say, and then it just came out and I posted it. And then it was a couple of hours later, I think an hour. The post did not blow exactly. I think at the time, it had just like 300 likes. I just saw that someone just sent me a picture that, bro, Paul Scholes and Peter Crouch were talking about your tweet on. And I'm like, wow. Guys, the amount of people that have been consuming my cast content, even the amount of followers I've gotten, has been crazy.
I beg, make them know me.
but this
can never be enough.
This is what I want to say about putting your content, because just like Rovella said, it just takes one to change everything for you. But the thing is, most times when you are putting your content, you're not getting the likes, you're not getting the retweets. It feels like people are not saying that. Like, try and say nonsense. You will see other people.
You see them. You are seeing it, man.
Pengman, what's your own advice for young people, or do you own like people that want
to? All of us are young. Which is for young? How old am I?
First thing first. Number one, consistent. You have to be consistent. Everything I'm doing right now, I was doing it 5 years ago. I was doing it 7 years ago. I was doing it 10 years ago. I was doing it when I was fucking 16. Be fucking consistent. Whiskey, the music way they use pop now, he done the drum too since he was like 10, 9. You have to be fucking consistent. It takes 10 years to be an overnight success, bro. Like, yeah. Bro, look at Burna. Burna even blew, but still wasn't as blown as it should be, because in the industry, he wasn't respected. But Burna kept dropping fucking album after album until he fucking blew up. One word, consistency. Of course, like you both have said as well, you have to put in the work. You can't avoid it. But be consistent. See, consistency beats even hard work. Why?
Yeah,
because you're showing up every day. And when you show up every day, people take you seriously. You can't say, I am this. I'm a content creator. I'm a model. I'm an artist. And you drop one like content. See, if I'm a musician, guy, I feel a drop song every week. Anything I would do in this life, I put all my energy into it. Because that's the only way to succeed, bro. Because when you do that, people can see your passion. They can feel it. They can fool your energy. But if you're lackluster towards what you're doing, how do you expect other people that are not you to be interested? You, where they post content, you don't even show, like, say you didn't present the content. How do you expect someone else to be interested? So, passion and consistency, hard work. That's it.
All right, brother. Guys, see, I don't want this episode to end. I want to keep talking with you guys forever, but it's been a pleasure. And I hope this episode is nice. I love it, but it's going to be better when we actually can see, and I hope that very soon I'll be coming to Lagos so I can be chilling with you guys and recording these episodes live. That one's going to be more fun. But thank you. And I know that people that will have listened will have gotten a lot of value. So guys, if you've listened, this is it. So they don't talk about consistency. Keep putting it. Don't listen to what people are the bad thing with trolls is that for every one troll you get like 2-3 positive comments. So focus on that. You don't need And this is it. For me, most times when I won't tweet, if people don't like my tweet, I'll keep tweeting. That's the truth of the matter.
Whether it bang or it doesn't bang. Just
whether it bang. Most times I don't even know that it's going to bang. I just want to say it.
Yeah, that's the real man. Do your thing.
So that's it. Thank you guys for coming. I appreciate.
Thank you for having us, Manji.
Yeah, thanks, bro.
All right now.
Thanks, man.
Take care, brother.
So yeah, guys, I hope you enjoyed yourself. I knew you were going to enjoy yourself. So don't forget to tweet at me. Tell me what you thought about the episode. Tweet at me. Tweet at Rover, at Pengman. Tweet at Rover. And big shout out to them for coming on this podcast. I sincerely appreciate. Guys, don't forget the bonus episode I'm dropping. I'm going to name that one For Nigerians. And it's a message. It's very short, 5 minutes. It's a message, a podcast every Nigerian needs to hear. So when you are done with that, just play that one so that you hear what we are saying. Guys, see, I know that I've talked about getting trolled, or we've talked about how trolls can help your business in terms of visibility, but don't be that guy that intentionally wants to get trolled. You get put out sincere and genuine content, and if you are misunderstood, it's different, but you know in your heart that you're sincere. But don't intentionally go online to make silly, stupid comments just because you want to get trolled, because you think that it helps your visibility. No. Good name is better than riches. A good name, and even with branding too, it would be nice if your brand has a good name, than instead of being that guy that not be that one they always talk nonsense. So yeah, guys, we're still open for sponsorship and adverts. If you want to advertise on the podcast, the time is now. The podcast is going to
get bigger. So it's now best time to advertise on the podcast is now, and because we're going to make better content in the future, and I know you want to tap into that. So hit me up if you want to sponsor, if you want to sponsor the podcast, if you want to sponsor the Vibrant Mondoris podcast. Sponsoring the podcast will help me make better content for the podcast and for people. Yeah, and you can check out some of the other episodes we've done. This is the 31st episode so far, so there are a lot more genuine, sweet, honest, interesting, funny conversations that you can vibe with on the Vibe and Mondoris podcast. This is number one podcast in Nigeria. Yes, I'm only just starting. This is fourth month. So don't, I think fifth month, yes. So don't forget to subscribe so you don't miss out on more, because we do this every Monday. I produce a football podcast, and every Friday I produce a general podcast like this. So yeah, guys, I'll see you again next week.
Thank you for vibing with Edmond Uris. Don't forget to rate, review, and share. Edmond Uris.